AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Confederate flag is coming down from the South Carolina State House grounds. Early this morning, lawmakers in the House took a final vote to remove the flag. State Representative James Smith.
He got heated on occasion, but everyone understood and I think respected each other. And in the end, you know, we came together. And we came together and had enough votes to do the right thing.
The vote comes almost a month after a white gunman shot and killed 9 black church members in Charleston. Governor Nikki Haley has promised to sign the bill quickly. The flag will come down no later than 24 hours after that. Now to the technology meltdown that hit the New York Stock Exchange and United Airlines yesterday. One analyst has boiled the problem down to this. Humans can't keep up with all the technology they've created. Our Warren Levinson's on Wall Street.
About half the trading day was lost to a computer glitch, but traders did their best to shrug it off.
It's just a glitch.
Alan Valdez, DME Securities, pointed out stocks were still available at other exchanges.
Years ago, when I first started here, if we had a glitch like this, we would have been closed down. But now, it just doesn't miss a beat.
The shutdown looked scary, coming on the heels of a glitch that grounded United Airlines for a couple of hours and one that bedeviled the Wall Street Journal. But Homeland Security and the FBI said it wasn't a security or criminal issue. The exchange said it was an internal problem. Other than that, it didn't say much. Warren Levinson at the New York Stock Exchange.
Stock prices fell by about 1.5% in New York yesterday. Financially struggling Greece is promising to change its ways if Europe gives it more bailout money. Details of its reform plans will be submitted to European creditors today. European markets gained this morning. Asian stocks rebounded this morning. China's been moving to stop free-falling share prices. The career of the most senior American in world soccer ended today. Chuck Blazer was banned. This is AP Radio News. Medicare will soon start paying doctors to counsel patients about end-of-life care. Our Mark Smith with this news.
Starting January, Medicare will accept claims for reimbursement when doctors help prepare living wills or medical directives or discuss treatment options for when death approaches. This is the same question that ignited the outcry over so-called death panels in President Obama's health care overhaul. Eventually, that language was dropped before the plan passed. However, many doctors have long given this kind of advice informally, and the fact that Medicare will now pay for it suggests the administration thinks the issue is no longer toxic. Mark Smith at the White House.
Do you have one of those fitness trackers like Fitbit? Sales are strong, but a research firm says about a third of these trackers get abandoned after 6 months, once the owners have figured out how many steps they've taken and don't think they need the help anymore. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.